That's a lovely touch by Licky. Oh, and a chance at a goal. Craig Goodwin has scored. Wonderful moment for Australia. And a World Cup goal the dreams are made of.
Now a bit of space for Craig Goodwin to advance into. And pull the trigger. Oh, what a goal. That's a stunner from Craig Goodwin. Back in the city where he is still a hero to many. A trace of bullet. From 25 to 30 metres out, and Australia hit the front for the first time tonight.
Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Well, before Wanderers v Sydney FC, before we even had City v Victory, we had Adelaide versus Melbourne Victory. It's been a long-standing rivalry in the A-League, and speaking of a guy who's seen a lot of it over the years, a man who's also got his eyes on North America next year for the World Cup is, of course, Adelaide veteran Craig Goodwin and Socceroo, of course. Craig, great to have a chat to you. And we better start on the club scene. When you and someone who's grown up around Adelaide, when you hear Victory taking on Adelaide United, what goes through your heart?
Well, it definitely gets the heart racing, that's for sure. Gets the blood boiling a little bit. And like you said before, I guess all of the Melbourne derbies, Sydney derbies and stuff, this was the game in the fixture that probably had the most spice, the most attention, and there's a lot of history in it. So, you know, that growing up, going to those games, watching those games, and then obviously being a part of so many, it's the one fixture in the calendar that you always look out for and always the most excited for.
What's it like being back home and playing in these games again?
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant for me. Obviously, you know, I've been overseas a few times, but I've always, I guess, kind of been drawn back. And that's probably because I love and enjoy my football most at Adelaide United. So, you know, I'm at a stage now where I haven't got, perhaps got many years left, but I'm still very hungry to win silverware, but in particular want to win silverware with Adelaide United. So, you know, I'm really excited to be back, to be playing games. And obviously, you know, we've had a decent start to the year, but we've also had some poor results in the last couple of weeks, even though the performances have been decent.
Is that somewhat expected, considering the changes in the off-season, early year form, and also you've got quite a number of young players and sometimes they're not as consistent as hoped? I'm just wondering, outside looking in, what your expectations were returning, and now that you're living in the building, a building you know so well, how would you assess the start?
Look, if I have to look overall, I'm reasonably happy with the start. You know, coming back, I made my expectations very clear to the club and with the playing group, the coaching staff, and everyone's on the same page. You know, if you're not here to win, then what are you doing? But it's about breaking that down and going like, okay, you know, this is the scenario that we have. This is the situation that the club is in. But what's the end goal? It's to win. And how do we go about that? And obviously, having been in a lot of team environments and having enjoyed success previously, in particular with the club as well, it's about the environment that we create on a daily basis, that ruthless and relentless mentality, that winning mentality, that competitiveness that we can drive every day to then bridge that gap between the inconsistencies that do come, as you say, with young players. And you know, hopefully from that, then we're showing less inconsistency between matches and within matches as well. So, you know, on flowing from that, I would say that the start we've had is decent, because although some of the results have not been great and it's been small moments that have caught us out, as can happen, the overall performances have been on a really solid level. We've been consistent. We've played some really good football. And when we've lost matches, it's been from one or two key movements, which at the professional level, you have to get rid of. You have to be able to adapt to that with young players. But as a whole, I would say our performances are good. And more often than not, you're going to get good results when you're consistently playing well.
Socceroo and Adelaide United champ Craig Goodwin is with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport, and Adelaide United away to Melbourne Victory this afternoon. So let's flick the switch from club footy to international. Craig, did you stay up, get up, How did you handle sort of the whole World Cup draw coming out, knowing that you still need to do the right things to get there? Did you sit up for it?
Yeah, I stayed up and watched just to see the draw. And of course, as soon as the Australia one was done, I went to bed. But, you know, it's obviously, like you said, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, that is the end target. That's the goal. That's the goal for every player throughout this season. Anyone that's in contention or close to contention, wanting to burst onto the scene, that's the dream. The World Cup is everything you dream of when you're a kid. And, you know, knowing that the only way to get there is through good club form. And I've always said that your focus has to be on the club, has to be performing well consistently. And then when the moment occurs, if you do get that chance with the national team, then you'll be ready. And obviously there's only one more, really one more, maybe a pre-camp leading into the World Cup. There's only one more international window before the obviously off-season and World Cup. So, yes, super excited for that. But I've got to perform with Adelaide. I've got the job to do here. I have to produce goals, assists, good performances consistently, week in, week out, day in, day out, keep myself in a good physical condition and just be in the best possible way to try and give myself the best chance to make that World Cup squad.
Craig Goodwin with you on Summer Grandstand. And Craig, just before I ask you about what you thought of the World Cup draw, you've opened the door to that question I wanted to ask you about. When you were, again, looking at your future and thinking, is Adelaide the right place for me to try and get myself in a position to get to another World Cup? I'm wondering who you spoke to, whether you spoke to Popper, like the people that you really did trust when it came to my football journey. It's getting to a point where I've probably got one chance left to get to the World Cup again. I don't want to get it wrong. So who did you speak to?
Obviously, my family and friends, my agent. There was no conversation that I had in particular with Tony Popovich, but when I'm in and around camp, obviously there's always a conversation with staff members and everything like that. And, you know, for me, I made the last World Cup playing with Adelaide United. I was in Saudi at a good level, good competition, and playing regularly, playing well. But for me, it's probably somewhere that I look at and go, okay, what's going to get me in the best position to get to the World Cup? And for me, it's, you know, physically being in the best condition as well. And Australia is, you know, on the top end in terms of sports science and strength conditioning and that sort of thing. So for me, I'd suffered a few niggling injuries and some longer-term ones in Saudi. It's not a place that I particularly trust in terms of that side of things. And it was about going, okay, what do I want out of the next few years of my career? Well, I want to make that World Cup squad. I want to be able to try and win things with Adelaide United, but I want to get back to being physically in a good condition and in a good way. And I feel like I've put myself in that position, physically feeling well. I feel like I've started the season reasonably okay, playing some good stuff, although I haven't contributed enough to the goals and assists that I would like at this stage. But it's about knowing that I'm doing the right things, I'm working hard, and I always believe that when you are doing the right things consistently, then the rest will come. So, you know, it was more so that collective as to why I chose to come back to Adelaide.
Quentin Hull with you, chatting to Adelaide United and Socceroos champ Craig Goodwin ahead of the big game against Victory later today and, of course, around the Socceroos. I think you've answered the question I was going to ask about the reward of coming back to the A-League if you want to press for higher honours. So there's a perception that there's always risk-reward when it comes to sporting contracts. What was the risk in your goals of pushing on to the next World Cup by coming back to Australia?
Well, in my opinion, I don't really see there being too much risk in it, really, because
it's a sort of perception. I think that sometimes we expect our better players to be playing overseas, but we know that that's not entirely the case, which is hence why I ask you the question. I mean, is it just a matter of making sure you find yourself in the right spot? But at the same time, we know that it's such a wide net, the world of football. Sometimes we're not sure where the best place for individuals are to make sure that they're ready for the next level.
Yeah, well, I think for me personally, it depends on the player and the, obviously the age, the aspirations that they have. But, you know, I think we've shown over, in particular, last, you know, 4 years and more, in particular, last World Cup, you know, we had lots of players in that squad from the A-League or had come through the A-League and contributed heavily, obviously myself, Leckie, McLaren, other boys, you know, contributing heavily to that squad. You know, obviously, if you can be playing overseas and playing well and playing regularly, that's a great thing. You're going to get better. You're going to be amongst more quality. And yes, you could argue, like, being in Saudi, I'm playing against some of the best players in the world. But like I said, for me, it was that physical aspect and making sure that I get my body right, be at the physical capacity that I need to be to play at international level. I think Popovic has shown so much in terms of giving A-League players a chance as well.
And seen you set up and had a look. When you saw the marbles fall the way that they did, what did you make the draw? And in particular, the prospect of potentially running out in an Australian jersey against the United States of America in Seattle in a home World Cup for them.
Yeah, of course, very appealing. You know, there's obviously some mixed kind of reviews in terms of the USA saying it's a layup and that sort of thing. And, you know, you could argue from the other side that this is a decent draw for us in terms of not drawing like an Argentina or a France or Spain and England, one of those nations that you would say is a very difficult one to get a result out. But what I always say, you know, in terms of going into the last World Cup and this World Cup, we're not here now. We're not in a position where we want to be here and compete. We want to go far into the competition. We want to go deep into the competition. You know, no World Cup group you're going to get is going to be easy. And, you know, we've got a job to do against USA. It's going to be great to be able to, for anyone who's in that squad, to be able to put on the Australia jersey, to play at a World Cup and feel the emotion and the atmosphere that goes with it. But I think it's a decent draw for us. I think it's something that we can really push and get something out of. But, you know, we want to go far in the competition. But, again, to go far in the competition, we've got to take it game by game, step by step. And everyone's focus has to first and foremost be at their club and then on each different process and match when we get there.
Yeah, but it's only been a week or so since we've got that draw. And from the sounds of things, it hasn't gone unnoticed, Craig, the fact that the Americans have seen the Socceroos, Paraguay and that European qualifier as perhaps a bit of a kind one for them. You've parked that one in the back of the memory, the receipt's there already?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, and I think it suits Australia being in that, you know, underrated or underdog position. We've shown time and time again when we're in that position, we come out and good way, gives us more motivation, more ammunition to go out there and prove people wrong, which is something that is almost in the Australian DNA to be able to find, you know, somewhat of a pleasure in proving people wrong and winning when the odds are stacked against you. And that suits our spirit and the way that we play. But, you know, we're confident in the way we go about our business. Like I said, that's not necessarily how we look at it. They may think of it as we're the underdog, but we have a good mentality and a good togetherness to know that we're going to stick together, we're going to fight, and we believe and know that we can get something out of each game and each group, no matter who the opposition is.
We can hear the passion in your voice. Craig, I know that you're going to be passionate about getting the job done for the club. Good luck later on today. Maybe an assist or two or even finding the back of the net against victory wouldn't be such a bad way to...
I sure hope so.
to keep that momentum rolling. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.